6:14. It's Monday, and this is 1320 WILS. So today, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is announcing a campaign called I Vaccinate to encourage more parents to fully vaccinate their children. Dr. Eden Wells is with us, Chief Medical Executive of the Department of Health and Human Services. Dr. Wells, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what's the rate of vaccination in Michigan right now, then?
Oh, I hate to say that. We're actually 43rd lowest or worst in the United States. And I think we are right now, we have only 54% of our little Michigan toddlers are up to date on their vaccinations. And that's data from just December of 2016. So
is that dropping?
A couple years.
Is it dropping over time? Is that what's happening?
Actually, we think it improved a little bit after the waiver legislation went in and folks were asked to get some education before they made the decisions about not vaccinating.
Mm-hmm.
So that did help the overall vaccination rate a little bit. But we're clearly not, we'd like to be up in the top 10 of the United States states if we could.
And what's happening? Why don't parents fully vaccinate their children?
Well, I think that there's actually a subject matter experts panel that met on this last year because of the concerns about this. I think a lot of people would automatically say, well, it must be the anti-vaccination folks. And actually, I find that to be a fairly small percentage of the overall issue. I think there's still issues with a couple things that kind of act together. One is that not as many providers are carrying the vaccine anymore. Mm-hmm. So there's not as much easy access for some families and their children. Time in a family schedule and trying to work it into doctor's appointments has been a big barrier too.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of ways that we've been looking at trying to improve those things. And the iVaccinate program is one of these fantastic programs, I think, that will also help.
Dr. Eden Wells with us with the Department of Health and Human Services. How many vaccines do children get nowadays?
Oh, well, they can get quite a bit, as you know, and I can think of at least, 10 of the standard ones before the age of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And, some of those are multiple shots, as you know.
So we're talking about, dozens and dozens of different vaccines?
Not dozens and dozens, no. What there are mainly the vaccines that cover those diseases, what we call the vaccine-preventable diseases, that we know actually can cause harm or cause children to not only have complications but die.
Okay.
So the main ones that we do are, the pertussis, which is the whooping cough, measles, mumps, rubella, all of those that have been associated, in the 60s even then, of severe complications.
Yeah. So you say some require multiple shots. What happens if a child just gets one or two, doesn't complete it? Does it still work?
Well, just hit on one of the issues. What we found is that while there's a small number of folks that maybe choose to not vaccinate their children at all, there are some that actually start the series. Most of children's shots start at 2 months or 4 months. But the children are not getting their full series done, like their boosters at the age of 5 or boosters at the age of 13. And we found that actually can lead to breakthrough disease in groups of school children, whether they be very young, around the 5 or 6 years of age.
So are you saying the vaccine just won't work if they don't get the booster? Is that it?
That's right. It loses effectiveness over time, and that's why some of these series or the groups, for instance, of the 3 to 4 vaccines have to be given as scheduled, because the vaccines can lose their power over time.
Now, obviously there are people that are concerned about the effects of vaccines, negative ones, and President Trump has said something we should look into, maybe investigate some more. Do you think it could use some more investigation and discussion?
Well, I think there's already quite a bit of investigation that's already in place for any vaccine, and it's very, very closely monitored. No matter what the vaccine is very closely monitored by both folks in the National Institutes of Health, as well as the Centers for Disease Control. And, of course, any adverse reaction to vaccines can be monitored, and parents can even register any concerns they have with any side effects or adverse reactions.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it has been shown time and time again, the science shows, that that what vaccines do is prevent actual complications and death, and that the issues of the side effects are minimal compared to the overall public health effect that these vaccines
can do. So we are one of 18 states that has a philosophical exemption of vaccines. Do you think that should remain in place?
I'm one of those people that really believe everybody should have, a well-thought-out decision, option.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for me, I've thought a lot about this, and many other states have elected to remove many of the religious or philosophical. And we were talking about this morning, and I find that actually what we would want to do is I'd want, like with this iVaccinate program, it's parents talking to parents. These are parents talking about how they feel about vaccines, some that have lost children because of vaccine-preventable disease and how they've changed their view on issues. But instead of the government talking, or instead of, you know, the doctor in the white coat, it's moms and dads talking to moms and dads.
Yeah, but you're talking about many out there that believe that vaccines could be harmful to their children too, right? So you're opening the door to that discussion also?
Yeah, I think that everybody who has a concern needs to be talked to, and everybody should at least be presented with what we know is the science and the facts, and then have a discussion. I don't think these types of decisions should be forced onto anybody, except for the fact that we want to make sure, and this is really a good point, if you're not going to vaccinate your children, you may need to keep your child away from other children in case there's an outbreak or something. That's what we found is most concerning. But, you know, people have a right to have their concerns heard and to have this discussion. And this is why iVaccinate.org is a wonderful program that's been initiated today.
The website iVaccinate.org is Dr. Eden Wells, Chief Medical Executive of the Department of Health and Services here in Michigan. Dr. Wells, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.